Here's the Hayward Lakes Area Outdoor and Fishing Report for November 15th. The forecast calls for falling snow and temperatures all the way through Thursday, and that delights a lot of the deer hunters that are getting ready for the deer season, which opens this weekend. The traditional 9-day deer season opens this Saturday, November 19th, and runs through Sunday, November 27th, and that will be followed by the muzzleloader season and then an antlerless-only hunt later. You know, the archery season has been open for a while now, and the Sawyer County deer harvest total as of November 8th is 615 deer, including 361 antlered and 254 antlerless deer. As for your fishing report for the week, you know, the fall-winter transition is now in full effect. Fishing remains good for those hardy anglers that are extending the open water season, and will remain good and maybe even get better when it soon becomes ice fishing only. You know, ice is arriving whether you love it or hate it, and anglers should take note of regulation changes from April 2020 that changed the closing date for open water muskie season to December 31st. And open water is considered conditions that do not allow using ice as a fishing platform. As far as the reports for muskies, muskie fishing is slowing, though anglers continue to search for the big one. Some fish are suspended under bait fish schools, while others are in the weeds and weed lines, points, bays, bars, and break lines. Find their food and you find the muskies. Suckers on quick strike rigs, suiks, and large troll baits such as matlocks will all produce. For walleyes, the walleye fishing is good, with best success late in the afternoon into evening hours. Look for them near bait fish or in panfish in mid-depth to shallow weeds, rock, sand, and humps. Walleye suckers, fatheads, plastics, and jerkbaits work slowly, are all catching fish. Northern pike fishing is good to very good during the day, particularly in mid-afternoon, as the fish continue to bulk up for the winter. Find them around mid-depth to shallow weeds, points, and flats, holding concentrations of baitfish and panfish. Northern and walleye suckers, minnows, bucktails, and jerkbaits can all grab a pike's interest. Largemouth bass, any anglers fishing for largemouth are keeping it a close secret unless some hardwater anglers are focusing on largemouth. This will be the final report for this season. Smallmouth bass are on the weeds, rocks, humps, and sand points, and humps in 6 to 18 feet of water searching for food, i.e. panfish and baitfish. Sucker minnows, fatheads, jigs on plastics, and some crankbaits and jerkbaits are all quite effective. As with largemouth, angler interest is waning, and this will likely conclude the smallmouth reports for this season. Crappie fishing is good on mid-depth to deep weeds, weed lines, and lake basins. Make sure you check the entire water column. Crappie minnows, waxies, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs and plain hooks will all catch fish, as will small jigging wraps and similar baits. Bluegill and perch fishing is fair to good as early ice begins to form on some of the area lakes. Shallow to deep weeds and brush will hold the fish and will do so for quite some time. Small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks with waxies, spikes, minnows, and plastics and gulp all work well, and the less you announce your presence, the better your chances. This report has been compiled by Steve Suman, and I'm John Myrie filling in for Matt here at the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau booth. Hope everyone out there has a great deer season and gets a chance to get out there and do some early season ice fishing soon.